Awesome listeners of Time for Pie, as many of you know, Mr. Bam Margera has been staying with me for over a week. I want you all to know that every single day he is up at 6:30, he's working out, and we are going out to do skating every single day. His quest for sobriety is working, and he is over 100 days sober. So please, enjoy this episode, have a blast, and hit him with some words of encouragement in the comments for us, because I love seeing this guy back.
Don't look at me like that.
Like what?
Like you're looking at me like I just put a billboard up in our front yard. That's what you're looking at me like.
Yeah, we just went and saw it and it's pretty awesome.
It's large.
Yeah, it's very big. That's there for how long?
I mean, it was, they gave me a discount, dude.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, man. They were like, hey, we'll give you a deal. You know, it's this much if it's 6 months, but we'll give you $10 off and a free t-shirt if you sign for 3 years. I wanted that t-shirt.
Yeah, it's a good t-shirt.
Yeah, it's great.
The best part is you could see it from your very own home.
Yeah. Every
highway ass billboard.
No, it's right outside. It takes up this whole window when he wakes up.
If I look out my bedroom window, like right next to my bed, it's the whole thing. Yeah. It's perfect.
And it's just him doing duck face.
Yeah, it's me doing sex face.
Yeah, it's like Snapchat back in 2016.
I'm trying to play hard to get.
Duck lips. Remember when duck lips was a thing?
Yeah,
that was stupid as hell.
Yeah. Now women just have them for real duck lips.
They pump them full of like...
And dude, and they think it looks good, they walk around like with their lips all puckered. I'm like,
this is a ski jump,
dude. The top of the ski jump, man. Oh, it just looks like on the prowl of SNED that walks through.
Yeah, this is a public service announcement to all women. We hate it.
Yeah.
We hate it. Girls,
we get it. You're doing it for yourself, but like dial it back just a smidge.
I mean, are they doing it for themselves? They think they look good to attract more males. We're males. We're telling them it sucks.
I almost don't know if I fully believe that. I feel like a lot of girls do things just to appease other girls. Like, I feel like a lot of it is like...
I see what you're saying, dude?
Yeah. I think they do it because they're on the prowl to find a man and they think it looks good.
Yeah, they will absolutely do that shit to get somebody else.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's just me, but I have had the pleasure to buy 3 of my girlfriends all fake boobs, and I have come to realize that I hate them. They look like rocks, they feel like rocks, and they don't jiggle at all. Yeah. And they keep telling me that the doctor says that they'll go down in a couple months. It's been 3 years and they're still rock solid. I wish I could cut them off and have them become A cups again. You know, I'd rather.
You know what we should do? We should come up with a new way to make fake tits.
Yeah.
We should all together. Oh. Yeah. We can like pudding or like whatever is closest. We'll just fill a bunch of tits.
They're just all about the gummy bears, but we should use something that rots.
Yeah. Like you got to get these things changed out every week.
There's something that gets mold.
Yeah. There's a valve that spray. You squish them, spray out the old, and pump in the new shit.
And it gets real foul.
We'll just test a bunch of tits, like squeezing them. We're like, all right, this is the consistency we
want. Like mustard turns out to be like the greatest.
It might be.
Yeah.
Like you never know.
But it's Dijon mustard, not the yellow stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, it's spicy. A little bit of grain.
I'm eating Subway and I'm just like, hey, hang on, sweetheart.
Has anybody ever tasted boob milk?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like pretty. Cream.
I think I did when I was young.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Cream. I think I do when I was young. Well, yeah, of course.
Okay. Yeah, that's good.
I have a question here. What is up with this hamburger with cheese from 1901?
Okay. Okay. So we're gonna dive into that. Yeah. First off, this is a chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
This is a chicken. They all know about the chicken sandwich. Yeah. They were here when it's got coveted. Here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. Is it starting to stink?
Describe that.
Well, tap it.
Yeah.
Because this is 26 weeks old. Just touch the bread.
Dude, I have a story. So I was all larried up one night and it was like 4 a.m. and I was so hungry that I put one of those Jimmy Dean frozen breakfast sandwiches in the microwave and I put 4 minutes and 44 seconds, no. But I was so drunk I put 44 minutes and 44 seconds. I fell asleep while it was cooking. That shit blew up. The whole glass went flying everywhere and it was in there for 44 minutes. That thing looked like a meteorite from outer space. face.
Whoa. I did that once when I lived in downtown San Diego.
It was a black sponge.
Yeah. I was so drunk, I put a pizza in the oven and then passed out and woke up to like my apartment smoky. And I was like, oh God, thank God I woke up. And I like cleaned everything up and stuff and then put another pizza in the oven and passed out again.
Yeah. Dude, like picture a black chalky sponge. Like you would never in a billion years guess that it was once an Egg McMuffin.
Oh God.
I've seen videos of people putting honey buns in microwaves and they'll put them in there for like 10 minutes and it does the same thing. It becomes a meteorite.
Yeah.
It looks like magma. Like it changes colors and people have been posting videos and it like just melted looks like sugar. Lava.
Yeah. It's like syrup. Yeah. Like,
oh, yeah, that bubbles dangerous. Up and looks scary.
And another time I was in a town, Estonia. I was staying in a log cabin for a long time just to like edit and get my mind right. But my girlfriend comes back. She's cleaning up. We're having a fireplace because there's like a blizzard going on. It's wintertime. She holds up this paper bag and she goes, "Hon, is this trash?" And I'm like, "I don't know. Yeah, I guess whatever." I didn't know what was in there. What was in there was a mini camping kit, like a little propane kit to start. When she put it in there, she locked it into the thing and she kept putting more stuff in. So by the time she opened it for the second time, it bursted. And when I think, like, how can a house catch on fire? Like, how does this even happen? This is how it happens. Because if I would have shot one picture of one frame, the whole place was one big ball of flames and then it just dissipated and there was all these fire crystals all over the place and I'm trying to stomp it out and she's half on fire. Luckily, we have an indoor pool that she dove right into. Otherwise, I wouldn't know whether to stomp her out or stomp out the couch.
Dude. She's on fire.
Yeah. My girlfriend's on fire.
I gotta save the rug, though.
Well, she's already in the pool at this point. But she was punching her own head before she dove in.
Holy shit.
Well, ladies and gentlemen that are joining in on the road right now on the commute, you're hearing a new voice on this show today.
Yeah, yeah.
We're welcoming Mr. Bam Margera and celebrating today 122 days.
Don't sell me short. It's 124.
Oh, it's 124. Okay. You're right.
Damn.
You're right. 124 days scot-free, zero, nothing.
Yeah.
Sober, no medication, no nothing. Your brain is coming back to life, boy.
Skateboarding is my medication.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and what's funny about treatment centers is Paramount sent me in when we were doing Jackass 4 on Adderall and alcohol. I did have a major alcohol problem, I must admit, and I had a prescription to Adderall for 13 years, but they wanted me off of it. They cut me off cold turkey, but when I went into treatment, I was on 18 different medications: bipropion, propanolol, lithium, latuda, trazodone, Seroquel, Contrave. The list goes on and on and on and on to the point where I don't even know if I could say this on camera, but I couldn't even cry or come. I had no feelings whatsoever.
That's pretty tame for this show.
Yeah, absolutely.
We talk about that a lot. I mean, you know, the cries and the comes.
Yeah. I was such a zombie that like, you could be like, "Hey, Bam, your cat died today." I'd be like, "Oh, it did?" And then you could have, "Oh, Angelina Jolie's naked right there and she wants to bone." "Oh, she does? Well, I don't feel like it," because the side effects are erectile dysfunction, hair loss, stiff muscles, I can't skate, weight gain, and suicidal thoughts and tendencies on all of them. Damn. They even caught me typing in on Google in treatment how to tie a noose.
Oh, God.
That's how bad it was.
Well, now
and then when I was like, I need to get out of here. I have officially the Guinness Book of World Record of longest Florida shuffle. $1,300 a night, 13 different treatment centers at $1,300 a piece, back to back. 90 days is all I have to do when you get Baker acted or Marchman acted, and I got both of them. So I make it 88 days. I'm like, I'm getting out in 2 days. Hip, hip, hooray. The interventionist comes in because he knows that I have insurance that is good, and he wants to keep me there to keep collecting my money. So he's like, "You've been rocking those same shorts for like 4 days. I'm like, "Yeah, I just got out of the pool, first of all, and I'm not trying to get any pussy around here. I'm married." So he's like, "Well, that's bad hygiene. You're doing another 90 days at another place." Then I do another 90 days. 88 days I do. I have 2 days left. Yeah, I'm getting out in 2 days. Woo. I throw my cigarette into a bush and he films it smoking like any cigarette would smoke. It was not on fire. And he looks around, "You could have set the whole forest on fire." I'm like, "It's a bush in a field and there's no way in Sam hell it could even catch on to anything. And plus it's smoking because it's a cigarette and that's what it does." hee-haw head. So, long story longer, I had to do 13 different... It just kept going and going.
Here we are now, 124 days. Yeah. You're skating every day. We've been skating every day. You're landing tricks. We're filming.
Oh, yeah.
You got Jack Manaville now working.
Trick a day keeps the team manager away.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
That was back in the day, right, when you were skating?
Yeah, well, I mean, dude, at one point, like, I was literally living, like, hell on earth.
Well, things are looking up.
Yeah.
Things are looking up.
Looking real good.
My boner's looking up down at the Cider House. Yeah.
Speaking of the Cider House, for those of you familiar with, that was CKY3, was it not?
It was Chester
County.
It was CKY4.
Yeah, okay, that's right.
So Jared and I have this inside joke because he's watched CKY4 a handful of times to the point where we do this Chester County documentary where George Washington marched through Valley Forge. So DiCamillo's filming all these like old log cabins and stuff and filming old vintage pictures of people just making up names, and he's like, so we decided to exchange blowjobs down at this cider house. And when he unzipped his pants, a mere log fell out. Looks like the joke's on you, Lord Bataro.
He loved doggy style, so he built this pipe to hold his wife's head. And when his wife got fatter, he had to build a larger pipe. One.
Only to take a shit piss on the first pair of tits he could find.
It's just like 5 minutes of stringed black and white footage of a state park that's like got log cabins. Yeah. And it's like, Lord Vitaro squeezed each one of these logs out of his ass. Yeah. Like,
and the best part is he says, now it's all overrun by skyscrapers and satellite dishes. And it just pans to one water tower. And there's no skyscrapers whatsoever.
It's hilarious.
One of the biggest scenes that stands out, I don't remember if it was one or two, is I can remember you guys were staying in some big hotel or something, and you would sneak into each other's rooms and like piss on each other while you were asleep.
Yeah.
And congratulations.
I think it was, I can't remember who it was.
It was CKY2K. Yeah, yeah. So,
and then somebody went and shit and put the toilet paper on their fucking face.
We're in Reykjavik, Iceland.
Yeah.
And we wanted to get some footage. So I was like, Deco, if you just took a million ass shit, did you flush it yet? He's like, no. I'm like, well, then put it all over the toilet paper and we'll sneak into Dunn's room and just stomp it on his face. So he's like, congratulations. Boom.
Yeah,
congratulations.
That was it. Yes.
Then, yeah. Dude. So then Ryan gets so mad.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm trying to like defend Deco because I don't want him to get messed with. I'm like, why don't you just go over there and
put jelly on him?
He's like, jelly. You're talking about jelly. He just put shit on my face and you're talking about jelly. I'm going to knock a brick
that
over his head.
Is one of my best friends. Fucking, he has said that for the last 24, 26 years. Yeah. He just goes, jelly, bam, jelly,
jelly. You're talking about jelly. He jelly? Put shit on my
he
mouth.
Put shit on my face. You want me to wipe like, jelly on
like
him?
Hit his lip or something. Oh, yeah, like it was like all on his face and like hit his lip.
Oh, that's
like,
awful.
Dude, yeah, I was like, oh, shit.
Dude, after that, my friends, they dumped Pete's Red Hots, a whole bottle on my face while I was asleep. That was awful.
Dude, do you know what I accidentally did that is probably the gnarliest jackass stunt you could do? You know those little bottles of like peppermint oil and lemon, whatever, and it says, just put a dash in your tub to soak in.
Essential oil.
I was so sore from skating one day. I was like, a drop? That ain't gonna do nothing. I put the whole bottle of peppermint, whole bottle of spearmint, wintergreen, lemon. I put it all in. When
his
I got in,
burn,
it felt so strange that when I got out, all I remember doing, it was a summer day, humidity of Philadelphia. It was like 110 degrees out. I am outside shivering with 8 blankets over me. That's how like painful it was. I was like shivering. I was so cold out in 110.
You essential oil OD'd?
Like dude.
Yeah,
you OD'd on essential oils. That's
because it says put in one drop. If you put the whole thing in, it's basically like 50 drops.
Yeah.
Holy and shit. I did it with numerous things. I was like, I want to soak.
You're not supposed to do that. You don't want to soak.
Well, I ain't no wizard.
That's
yeah, you basically were.
You
that
are
day.
A wizard.
Yeah, you made like a spell. You made
look
a potion.
Like a wizard.
You made some kind of potion that day.
Yeah. You need to grow your hair completely long and just become a wizard.
Yeah, you could. Yeah.
Speaking of hair, look at it right now. I can't believe it has grown back in treatment. I have a photo of myself. I am pretty much just as bald as like, I don't know, who's bald?
Me.
There you have it.
Baby boy over there with the bald.
And you know, now that I'm with Danny, she has me on all these like vitamins and stuff. And here's the thing. When, in 2013, I went and saw a doctor and he did all kinds of blood work, analyzed me, and he said that my legs were so dehydrated from alcohol abuse and pills that they were like dry rotted rubber bands, and good luck trying to get them back because they're not going to go back. He's like, just try to touch your toes. I leaned down to touch my toes and my hamstring popped. I was out for a year. So then after that, I got professional pile of shit tattooed on my hands, and my mission was to go out every night, blackout, so my friends could tell me what I did. So I would wake up in the morning and you would be like, you'd be like, well, it looks like you had a good time last night, Bam. I'd be like, yeah, I had a good time at Iron Hill Pub. Iron Hill Pub. Then you went to Kildare's, pissed all over the window, and now you're banned. And then you went to the grand opening of Pita Pit, and you pissed all over the counter because the line was too long, and now you're banned for life. You can never get a pita again. And I'm like, wow, I could really use sleep. I'm really going to lose sleep from that. And then Buddy Bill stuck up for you when you punched somebody in the face, and now he's in jail. We have to go bail him out of the drunk tank.
But I want to go back to, you snapped your hamstring and the first idea you had was professional pile of shit.
Yeah, because my plan was just to get, if I can't skate, that's my passion. Yeah, and if I can't skate, then I'm just going to get loaded and crack jokes down at the Irish pub all day.
Yeah.
So I met Danny and I'm not kidding. I was at my wit's end. I checked into the Sunset Marquee Hotel. I got the fanciest suite. I told my buddy that I just met, his name was Ja, and he said he had kids and a wife. I was like, just rack up my bill. I don't care. A stripper just stole my credit card and spent 20 grand at a nightclub. Some chick named Athena, who's a psychic reader, she racked up my bill. I gave her my credit card to pay a quick little bill, and she spent 28 grand. And then this kid who I did a song with, and he's a band called 616. He's really good musician, but he has a drinking problem. I gave him his credit card to pay a $4,000 bill at Sun Studios where Elvis recorded. And that was supposed to be it. Well, he got all drunk and spent 25 grand on jackets and sunglasses, and now he has a payment plan to pay me back a grand a month. So because I don't want to call the police on him, and then I got gypped off by somebody else, and I've had it, and I'm dealing with five different legal matters, the whole jackass thing of not being in it because, well, whatever. Yeah, I had to have a lawsuit with them. I'm happy with the outcome, but
So you're in the hotel.
I'm in the hotel. And I bought a shitload of drugs.
And you here.
And I was like, God, if please just let me not wake up. I've had enough. I just want to go to bed and never wake up again. And if I do wake up, please deliver me the prettiest fucking eye candy I could ever see. And I want a tan pit bull. And I really like girls with A-cup tits because I'm sick of buying these fake-ass tits for all my girlfriends that I hate. So I'm sitting out by the pool, and I overhear this chick talking. Look, son of a bitch, I'm 43. I'm Italian and Irish, and I was born in Jersey. And I'm like, I'm 43. I'm Italian, or I'm Sicilian and Irish, and I was born in Philly over the bridge. Who are you? So then we hit it off. I'm like, what do you do? She's like, I'm a stretch coach and a runway model, and I have a tan pit bull. I'm like, thank you. Jesus, tap dancing Christ, thank you. You're the one. So she said, don't listen to that doctor. She's like, well, so when you're sore, what do you do? Yeah, about my legs. She has got my legs. She stretches me over an hour a day, and my legs are back to normal like I'm fucking 20 again.
Well, I'll tell you what. You guys have been here for 5 days. You're up at 6. I know because the cameras go off, and I have to get up now.
Yeah, I've been seeing you guys do your stretches in here and stuff.
You're in the gym every day.
And she says if she catches me, which I don't want to do, I don't want to do any more drugs anymore. I'm happy skating. My passion is back, and all these neat things are happening. But if I even drank or did any drugs, she would stick a hot poker up my ass and rip my dick off. So, you know, I really want my dick. So.
Yeah, you don't
want
to get that ripped off.
That's a good passion.
That's a good one. Yeah, you found the one.
Yeah.
And the first time we went out to dinner, I was pretty dead serious. It wasn't small talk. I'm like, how come your teeth are so like perfectly white? Like, I'm thinking that, you know, I have pirate ass teeth, so maybe I should get my teeth white. She goes, it's because I brushed my teeth with your dick. I'm like, I love you. You're the one.
That was night one?
Yeah.
That was night one. Yeah.
Sometimes you just know right away.
Yeah, you just,
that was it.
It just clicks.
Yeah.
And here you guys are. You guys did a massive road trip. You drove from Philly.
Well, here's what happened. I had a court case in Pennsylvania, and she flew with me to support me, and I parked my Bentley in short-term parking at the LAX airport. We had our two dogs boarded up in a kennel because we thought we were coming right back. Well, the judge sentenced me to not leave the state of Pennsylvania for 3 months. And I'm like, Your Honor, I know you think I live at Castle Bam, which I own, but my brother's there. He's leasing it out. And I live in Los Angeles with her. My car's parked at the airport. And the dogs are like, ain't my problem. I'm like, yeah, it's my problem and it's a big one. If she wasn't there to fly home, get the dogs, grab the Bentley, pack our shit, and drive, she drove nonstop 5 days straight all the way to Pennsylvania to come.
That was like the third date.
Yeah. Yeah. So then, she powered it out. She did it all by herself with two dogs. And I got into a tiff with my brother. Long story short, I came home unannounced, and he turned Castle Bam into a recording studio. We have Prince's soundboard for Purple Rain, so every rock band is trying to get in there, and it's always booked.
That's a great idea for it.
Yeah, I had to find a place to stay. So I called up Ed Duff. He rides for Birdhouse, Tony Hawk's company, and his parents, they own Duff Electric, which powers like 10% of Philadelphia. So they have 90 acres of land, indoor pool greenhouse with all these crystals everywhere. Danny loves it there. So do I. And so we were staying there. Luckily, if we didn't have that, I'd be staying at a Motel 6 by the airport, ready to bash my brother's head in because he's in my house and I can't go home. So I took the first thing off the wall, which was a signed Billy Idol guitar, and I bashed it over either his head or the kitchen counter. But the police got called from his girlfriend because I told her I put a bear trap on her foot, and now I have a death threat charge.
We were just filming an epic hoist commercial for you where we were sliding the car into Caleb while Brent was throwing him a new Black Cherry hoist, but then...
Which is delicious, by the way, but...
We broke the car.
Yeah.
We broke the car.
He was too dehydrated to be driving properly. And it's a hot day. So that goes to show you what happens if you don't hydrate properly.
No, well, we're going to fix the car, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to do that clip where we slide at 100 miles an hour into you and deliver you a delicious hoist.
Yeah, and in the middle of that slide, he's tossing it out the window. So what, 200 mile an hour coming straight at me?
230 miles an hour,
yeah.
Straight at you, hoist. It's a hoist delivery vehicle, the HDV. Mm-hmm. Like, this is going to be exactly how everyone needs to drink hoist. But you're holding a new flavor.
Which is absolutely amazing. If you've had Black Cherry anything, it's always good. But this is as good as it gets. I have been fighting not to drink this the entire time we've been filming this. And now I'm severely dehydrated.
Well, you know, it's all about drinking hoist. And you know, if you used not Squish 20.
You can use Squish 20.
Which you're not supposed to call hoist squish, but Squish 20
will save you some money.
It might save you some money. Drinkhoist.com.
Listen, it's hard to have a sense of humor when you're not sleeping well. That's why I prioritize getting a good sleep every night, and my Ghostbed mattress helps me do that. For over 20 years, my friends at Ghostbed have been crafting premium, innovative mattresses with a focus on quality and cooling. This family-owned business cuts zero corners. Every bed they make is finished with premium materials like contouring gel memory foam and cool-to-the-touch quilted covers. They really want to make quality sleep accessible, so despite the luxury composition of their mattresses, they offer them at a very reasonable price. Plus, you get a 101-night sleep trial, along with free shipping and returns when you purchase a mattress, so you can try it in the comfort of your own home. And Ghostbed has a dedicated team of sleep experts on standby to help you find your perfect bed. And lucky for you, we have an exclusive discount for listeners. Head to ghostbed.com/timeforpie to get 50% off site-wide now.
And I put my hand in a bear trap in Jackass 2 and it didn't even break, so cool your jetpack. I'm like, I get a death threat charge? Jess, you saw me land at the airport with zero luggage. I have a little fag bag with my phone there and a charger. So do you think I really went on the plane with a bear trap? And you've been living here for 4 years, so you know that there's not one here.
That's the only thing in your carry-on is a bear trap.
Yeah, I'm just coming down with a bear trap.
And I'm like, yes, how do I have a death threat charge? I put my hand in one and Jack has two, and it hurt like hell, but it didn't even break my wrist.
You could just
show how do I have a death threat charge? How am I sentenced to Pennsylvania when I live in Los Angeles? This is a boulder dash.
You can just show the judge that footage. Be like, look.
Your Honor.
It didn't even break bones, Your Honor.
I would like to do Exhibit A.
She's not going to die. It's not a death threat.
Hey, but man, I'm not kidding. Because I got Baker Acton, Marchman Acton, and I have a Guardian to light them, which I don't have anymore. Like, that's why I have this Britney Spears tattoo. Oops, they did it to me too, Britney. So, because I feel for it, man. Yeah. So the police come, and I hear the sirens when the gate's opening. So I try to run through my woods, but they catch me running. They say, stop right there. And I stop, and I just thought, I'm like, I already know what's going to happen. I'm going to go to a mental institution, and I've already been there 3 times, and I don't want to do that again, because when you go to a mental institution and you're trying to marry your own sneaker and you're going bop, bop, bop like a chicken and you're yelling at the trash can for no reason, if you're in that environment, you're going to start yelling at the trash can for no reason. It's like if you move to Alaska and you start hanging out with Eskimos living in the igloo, chances are you're going to become an Eskimo, 99.99%. So I didn't want to go. So I ran for the hills. And I know my land big time. So I made it 8 miles into town just going through the woods and running past roads. I would not stick on the road because there's 8 police officers circling. I have 2 helicopters in the sky. I slept in a pricker bush for 3 hours just to have it calm down a little bit. And I woke up to a squirrel licking my face to see if I'm still alive. Then I ran more and more and more, drank the Brandywine River because I was dying of thirst. I slept in a box in a garage at a neighbor's house, and I thought that they weren't home, which they weren't, but I woke up to them pulling up, and I didn't know because my feet were sticking out of the box, and I knew that. So I'm like, do they see my feet yet? Because they were acting kind of weird, but not enough. They probably didn't want to wake me up, but they were like, go in the car, get the key, like call the blah, blah, blah. I'm like, they know, they see my feet. So I just barrel out of the box like a bat out of hell and just start running down the railroad tracks. And they're like, what the hell? I was like, I'm so sorry. And I just kept running because I was so tired from running that I had to sleep for a little while. So then I went to this Arabic restaurant where I knew this dude, you know, he's in the Arabic. He's from, I got a tattoo for him because he saved me. He's hid me in the basement for a little while and then took me to Fairman Skate Shop where they hid me too. And I told...
This is a damn Underground Railroad.
It was the Underground Railroad. I was running for my life. It was the biggest manhunt over a little tiffy tiff with my brother that happens every night in Westchester. It's a college town. There's 20 scuffles that I had, but because it's me, it's a manhunt. I was running for my life. When I hear sirens now, I have PTSD. If right now I hear woo woo, I'm like, is that for me? Oh no, it's for somebody else.
Okay. No, you don't have to worry about it now. You're good. You're in a very safe place. Yeah. And you're not doing shit anymore. So
but you have no idea, man. Like my guardian Lima, I didn't know if she was on my team or not, but it turns out that this chick, BJ Investigates, she has a podcast and she went to law school. She knew that this Bam Florida Shuffle thing, something shady was going on. So she bought all my 911 calls made of me, ones that I made to them, every Zoom footage of me getting arrested of body cam. She bought everything. Every house I sold, every house I bought, every car. I was like, why are you doing this? You're trying to get like money. She's like, I don't want money. I just want to get to the bottom of this because I know that you're getting screwed around. I'm like, rock and roll. So the body cam footage is Lima telling the police, don't listen to Bam because he's schizophrenic. Which I'm not, but I realized when you tell a cop, don't listen to him, he's schizophrenic. Yeah. That means don't listen to a word he says. So if I'm a cop and you're like, listen to me. If you just walk into that locker and open it, there's a dead body in there. Yeah. Let's go. No, just look. It's five steps away. You're schizophrenic. Hands behind your back. Just look at the fucking locker. There's a dead body. You know what I mean? But because you're schizophrenic, they're like, yeah, whatever. He's just jibber jabber. No, I'm not jibber jabber. Dead body in the locker.
Yeah.
So, and then she goes to the cops on the 911 call. So, we found out that Bam is hiding in a hotel in Deerfield Beach, Florida, and we have to make it seem like we're on his side. So we have to lock him up. I'm like, have to make it seem like? If you have to make it seem like you're on my side, that means you're not on my side. Now, if she would have told the police, listen, we're on Bam's side, but he's a little mental. We have to lock him up. Then that's a different story. But we have to make it seem like? Come on.
Yeah, that's no fun.
Yeah, and I've never had a seizure in my life until I turned 43 years old when I met Lima, and I went into five seizures to the point where I was in on life support for 8 days in the hospital. I woke up 8 days later with a tube down my throat because I couldn't breathe on my own. Like, and every time I come around you, I wind up having a seizure. That's weird. And her last client just died of a seizure. Amanda Rabb is her name.
Damn.
And it's what pisses me off that I hope any FBI or police officers listening to this because do the fucking research.
There's a lot.
Do the research on Lima. She has six different names. She has six different IDs. She moves. She up and leaves Seattle just to move somewhere else. And she changed. She has the ability that if you mention her name, you get shut down. Your whole YouTube gets deleted. BJ went to court to defend herself. She was scared, dishing out all this money for a lawyer. Turns out yesterday was the court case in Los Angeles. Not only did she win, Lima has to pay for all her legal fees too.
So we got to blur out her name. Yeah, in this podcast.
because Lima's trying to say that BJ's out there shit talking. It's not called shit talk when you have factual proof from court.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not shit talk when it says you did this. She said that Amanda Rabb, she lied on her autopsy. She didn't read it. I'm reading it verbatim. BJ got the actual thing, and it's not verbatim. She lied about it all. She died of a seizure.
Jeez. This is deep.
It is deep. And nobody does any research. Yeah. Do the research on my ex-guardian ad litem, Lima. Shady.
That's just, I think that's typical with anything. No one ever does real research.
No.
They just want to be.
Not anymore.
They want to be angry at the first thing they see.
Whatever's convenient.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever the first thing they see, they're like, oh, yeah, that's easy to believe. That's it. That's the truth.
Yeah.
So that's, I think that's one of the biggest issues with just the internet in general these days.
It's kind of the same thing with like, I'll watch a documentary like Food Inc. And I'll see like pigs getting slaughtered and whatever. And I'll just watch it and be like, damn, that's messed up, man. Somebody needs to do something about it. I'm not going to do anything about it. Yeah. I feel like everybody who watches this goes, damn, that's totally messed up. This world's screwed up. Somebody needs to do something about it. Nobody wants to step to the plate and actually do something about it. And those places are probably paying off the government to keep their mouth shut. So nobody's ever going to get to the bottom of anything. There's so much shady shit going on.
There's a lot of shady shit.
This planet is going such down the tubes, you have no idea.
Yeah. I think everybody's feeling it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been good. Yeah. It's been like that big time for a few years.
But I know you're back to skating.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and my legs, dude, you see that karate kick that I did the other day? I can do a backside kickflip, dick suck.
A nollie kickflip on the bank yesterday.
Look, backside kickflip, dick suck.
You can't forget the dick suck.
Because I can bend. I can bend
that far down. Yeah. Yeah. You would have busted both hamstrings before, but now it's fucking just full karate.
He had that rib taken out. He can go all the way down.
Yeah. And hey, a lot of people, when I do Comic-Con signings or HorrorCon signings, they're like, Bam, out of all the skate slams that you did and jackass stunts you did, what was the worst injury? I'm like, well, I have 16 staples in my head, 8 broken ribs, 4 broken ribs, 3 broken feet. 15 broken wrists. The list goes on. Broken tailbone, clavicle. But the worst pain, honestly, was shivering to death for 17 hours in a drunk tank. They wouldn't give me a blanket because apparently you could hang yourself with it. I'm like, if anybody could figure, there's not even any hooks. If anybody could figure this one out, then they deserve it. Yeah. I'm cold. Picture just shivering for 10 minutes. That sucks big dick. Yeah, sucks. But for 17 hours, that was the worst pain. Mm. Second worst pain was a fucking toothache.
Oh, dude.
Oh, you went into the fucking ER and threatened to pull it out.
Yeah, I showed up to the ER. There was a long ass line because it was a Friday night, and I live in a college town. So yeah. I'm like, I show up with pliers and a napkin. I'm like, I am not waiting in that line. I will pull this fucking thing out right now in front of you. If you don't get me in there now, that's how bad it hurt. They put me right back, and they didn't rip it out, but they numbed it up.
That's how you get. That's how you get good service.
Yeah, yeah. Anything
threaten to pull your
threaten to pull your teeth out.
Pliers.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna start doing that each time my food's getting slow somewhere. I'm gonna be like, hey, listen, hurry it up back there. I'm gonna pull my eyeballs
out.
Dude,
what? Okay, so let's brainstorm. If we were to make CKY extreme.
I have the idea.
Come with me.
See, the problem is, this is gonna be the worst one of all.
I don't think I can be a part of it. I don't think I can handle it.
Yeah, we've already got an idea.
Yeah.
There's two issues with the CKY5 or whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
Issue number one is
the name.
No, that has nothing to do with it. Is I'm 44 now, so it's sometimes hard to determine what's funny anymore. Because when I was 15 years old, pulling up at a Wendy's drive-thru asking for a soda, only to say fire in the hole and throw it right back at the bitch. It's funny as shit because I'm 15, adolescent punk ass kid. If I would do that at the age of 44, Bam belongs in a mental institution. If I kicked my dad's door in while he was taking a shit and beat the fuck out of him, I belong in a mental institution at 44. But it's funny as hell when I'm 16 doing it. So it's hard to determine what's funny these days. Yeah. And secondly, everybody is probably going to compare it to a Jackass movie. Well, they have a budget of $10 million. So, you know, when you could get a rocket ship and defy gravity and do backflips and take a shit while you're doing it and shit midair, you can't compete with that kind of budget.
Yeah.
But I mean, you can get gnarly with stunts.
Was on no budget. You guys were just pushing each other in shopping carts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But
it was still highly entertaining. We just got to find that again.
Yeah.
There's I've got really good ideas for Caleb. Yeah. I mean, it's going to involve a lot of tape.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know what cast to. There's these two kids. I call them Batshit and Bertram from Indiana. They show up to my house. They're like, and they're good skaters too. And they're like, can we stay at your house? I'm like, I got to go, but you guys can stay here. I trust you. So I text them. I'm like, what are you guys up to? He just sends me a video of him on my beam in the second floor, and he's shitting into his friend's ass from below. So his buddy's like this naked. He's up there naked, shitting into his ass. I'm like, you guys are fucked up.
What?
That like was a one of the
40-foot shit transfer.
Yeah. That was one of the ones I had for you.
No,
yeah.
I don't.
Yeah. But we were going to use a fire truck, and it was going to be a suck pump. And it was going to go full speed, and then it's going to shoot it at your ass.
I think that'd just kill me.
No.
I think that'd just shatter my ass with shit.
No, because it's just poo.
I don't know. I think, I mean, if you hit water hard enough, you just explode. So, I think the other way around.
Come on, what do you think? What would you put in Jackass Extreme?
Well, I mean, we've been talking about building this trebuchet 1,000 times.
Okay, so what are we going to launch
with? We could just throw someone with the trebuchet.
A person?
Yes.
No, that's going to hurt.
Yeah, but that's the point.
Like, you're just launching a person.
Yeah, we're gonna throw some other stuff first, but then we'll see how far a person can go.
Into what?
We'll put a parachute on them.
No, that's not how this works.
Or a wingsuit.
That's not how that works either.
We'll see,
not how that works.
It'll work, dude.
Sometimes I feel like, you know, man, I've done 65 Viva La Bam episodes.
Yeah,
I had 300 grand. To spend a week for 65 weeks. And then we did 2 seasons of Jackass, 5 movies. No, more than that, because we do the 0.5. Yeah. So probably 7 movies. We've done it all. And I'm sitting on an airplane just trying to think of new ideas. I'm like, how about we do the Evander Holyfield Redemption? So I call up Paramount and Jackass. I'm like, they're like, well, what's that? I'm like, well, Mike Tyson bit off his ear, right, in the boxing ring? Yeah. I'm like, well, why don't we get Evander Holyfield in the ring with me, and then he bites off my ear? They're like, are you willing to get your ear bitten off for the movie? I'm like, hell yeah. You know the street creds I'll have when people walk around, bam, what the fuck happened to your ear? Evander Holyfield bit it off. No, yeah, hell yeah, I'll do it.
Redemption fight.
But they called him up, and he said no.
I mean, yeah, you know, there comes a time when you're like, do I really want to bite off Bam's ear?
Do I want to bite off Bam's ear at this age?
Nah, I mean, that's kind of gross.
That's going to be the last thing I get remembered for.
That involves a lot of jaw strength.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be awesome. That'd be a fucking really cool video.
Yeah. Man, there's so many things. There's so many things that happened that I just wished it was on film. Like, I was in Adelaide, Australia. I was on a rock tour, and I'm coming out of a nightclub and I have like, I look like Jack Sparrow. I have a beanie on with a pirate hat and all this stuff. And this one dude just says something like, nice double head, pussy. And I just go, I spit in his face. I didn't know he was a UFC fighter. I didn't know he was the number one champion, but boom, he knocks me out for 7 minutes because there was a camera that timed it. I wake up, everybody's fighting everybody, and I run up to you and I start punching you, and you're like, dude, I'm on your team. I'm like, oh, well, let's go fuck his ass up then. Then all these gunshots ring out, everybody runs. Next day, the news finds out, so they say, hey, thinking I'm all mad, Bam, what would you say to that UFC fighter for knocking you out last night? I'm like, I want to thank him very much. I slept like a rock last night. Thank you.
Dude, yeah. I think I just had a good idea.
Let's hear it.
It's LAX to Baltimore flight.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to wear a diaper. And we've got like 6 sacks of Taco Bell. And we're just feeding you the whole time in first class. And
why Baltimore to LA?
Because that's a long ass flight.
Well, why don't you do Chicago to Miami?
That's not as far as LA to Baltimore.
Well, we're in San Antonio, so how about San Antonio to New York?
Okay.
We can do that. Okay.
First class flight.
Am I taking X-Lax?
No. I mean, yeah.
I mean, I feel like that makes it smarter.
Yeah, you must do that.
But that's the thing is,
him and I are just uncomfortably feeding you Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Like, and in front of everyone,
do I have any Baja Blast?
Yes.
Okay.
You got as much as you want. 3 Baja Blasts.
Okay.
It's called flight diaper.
I had the pleasure to be banned from Northwest Airline for life because I'm on a flight.
Northwest Airline.
It's kind of like Southwest, only Northwest.
Okay.
So I'm on a flight. First of all, it was when Novak was back on heroin and I'm drunk as hell. So for some reason, Novak's now 8 years sober. But anyway, he would walk with his pants. He would never wear a belt, so his dick and ass are basically hanging out. And he's got this dirty-ass black trash bag filled with his stinky-ass clothes, and we're boarding the flight, and the more he keeps walking, the more wider his legs are getting because his pants are falling down, and the whole bag breaks in the aisle. So now his ass is in this old lady's face trying to pick it all up. Finally, when he sits down, we're in an exit row, and the lady, the stewardess, is like, sir, in the event of a water landing, are you able to open up this door? He's like, bitch, if we're in a water landing, we're all fucking dead. So what does it matter? Get off the plane. Whole thing goes in reverse. And we're banned for life from Northwest from that.
You got proximity banned?
Yeah, and I'm also banned from Avis Air or car rental.
Well, you should be banned from
Avis. And I'm banned from Six Car Rental as well. I rented a car from Budapest, Hungary, and I said that I would return it in 2 days. 6 months later, I get a call from my dad. Gets a phone call. And they're like, "Where is this rental car?" And my dad's like, "He returned that 6 months ago." At the Amsterdam airport, they're like, Amsterdam? Budapest to Amsterdam is basically like driving from Miami to here or even farther. So they're already pissed about that. Turns out my buddy Shit Goose, who shoots for Transworld for me,
Ryan Gee.
Ryan Gee. We were running late for a flight. So I go, I'm going to get the tickets. You return the car. We'll meet right here. We make this flight. So he comes back. I'm like, did you return the car? He's like, yeah. I'm like, where's the receipt? He's like, oh, I didn't get one. I'm like, whatever, let's just go. He just dropped it off at the parking lot. He didn't return nothing. So not only did I have the bill for 6 months of paying for this fucking rental car, I'm also paying for it to be parked at the fucking Amsterdam airport at 100 days a piece. So I paid $50,000 for a car that's only worth 20.
Yeah.
It was one of those little shitty stick shift things, like a smart car that only goes fucking 45 miles an hour.
You have a lot of bills that you didn't plan for.
Yeah.
Worst mistake ever probably was I decided to get a watch, which is dumb because if you're a skateboarder, you're going to smack it and break it.
Yeah.
So I got a $40,000 Bentley Breitling watch with diamonds all around it. Yeah. And I'm at Hotel Glow in Helsinki. And I remember I took it off to get a shower because I was late for a flight. So I finally get on the flight. I'm like, oh, I made it. I'm like, what time is it? My watch. I got so drunk on the flight that it took me 10 days to call the Glow Airport or Glow Hotel back to say that I was in room 301 and I left my watch there. And they basically said, I don't know what you're talking about. And I just gave up. So when I checked in 4 years later, they were like, Oh, you're checking in, Bam Margera? For some reason, you have a month free stay here. Yeah, because the owner has my fucking watch. That's why I get a month of free stay.
No, why were you banned from Avis?
Well, I accidentally had my buddy spray paint the whole car. We bashed out all the windows, and then somehow, some way, we accidentally set it on fire. Big mistake.
It was an accident, though. Yeah. Did you tell? Yeah. Would you tell when you returned it that you hit a dog?
And a dog is covered in red spray paint and blue spray paint.
I remember watching the guy lose it. Like, you hit a dog?
Bro, it's burned to the ground and crushed. Every window's broke. Everything's dented and it's spray painted. He goes, what happened to this car? And Bam goes, we hit a dog.
Is that on the internet? Like,
it's somewhere. It's somewhere, dude. It's so. That's why I knew when I was like, "Why are you banned from Avis?" Like, oh, I know why. I'm banned from the pita pit too for life.
Yeah, all pita pits.
All pita pits.
Yeah, yeah. I can never get a pita pit again. I never eat a pita. I'm really gonna lose sleep over that one.
Don't think you could go in disguise?
What's that?
It's the grand opening. Have you tried in Westchester the pita pit? And the line was too long. I was too drunk, so I peed all over the counter.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think we should try and go to the pita pit with you disguised.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah. I think called other pita pits to forewarn them and not let me in. A man from the Charlotte Street Hotel in London for life, too. I peed all over the hallway there, and I got caught on camera. I didn't know that there was one. Yeah, I tried to apologize. Like, they didn't give a shit. They were still mad.
There's no way ever pita is like ready.
But let's every let's morning. Try.
They it's have in a, the like, training video now.
Yeah, we should try.
Do not let Bam. Bam is bad. That's their no pita for Bam.
Make sure if Bam comes in here kicking the fuck out.
No.
I think the most awkward moment in my entire life was only a split second, but it felt like eternity. So I'm in Norway at a festival. And it's CKY playing with Chris Cornell from Soundgarden. And everybody's chilling in the green room. Turbo Negro's there, everybody. And the security comes in and they're like, and I'm all larried up on whiskey. And they're like, everybody's got to leave the green room. I'm like, why? They're like, because Chris Cornell's coming through and he doesn't feel like making eye contact with anybody. I'm like, who the fuck does he think he is? So I kick his door open in his dressing room and he's doing his like eye makeup and he turns around and he actually sings at me, get the fuck out of here. Like, not yo man, get out of here. He sung it at me. Get the fuck out of here. So they get thrown out like a movie and stay out. Next day I'm on a flight from Norway to Amsterdam. It's only a 1 hour flight and I'm with Missy, my wife at the time, and I'm like, shit, I'm seat 1A and you're 2B. It's only a 1 hour flight. Let's just get through it. So I look to my right, and 1B is Chris Cornell. And it was just 1 second of just like, oh, fuck, I don't even have a wingman to help me out here. I got to sit next to him for an hour. What am I going to do? So I just sit down and I'm like, what's up, dude? Remember me? He's like, yeah, what was that all about? I was like, well, the security said that you didn't want to make eye contact with anybody, and I thought that was kind of lame. He's like, well, security tends to say that. I'm like, oh, so you didn't say it? He's like, no, I would know. I'm like, oh, well, I'm Bam. Nice to meet you. Then we were friends. But it was just that 1 second of just, oh, fuck, I got to sit next to him. What am I going to do?
You're on the flight.
And she's already sitting down, so I couldn't switch. Yeah.
Hey, you would have made do.
Yeah.
Even if he was, and now you're friends.
Yeah.
And you're friends with Billy Idol.
Yeah, he actually found out that I ripped the signed Billy Idol guitar off the wall and smashed it. And he's like, don't worry, I'll be in Philly playing a show. I'll get you another one. So I met him and he gave me another one.
Hell yeah. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, he chopped off the roof of my purple Lamborghini. So,
Shit, I remember that.
And
he did it is a little loose.
Yeah.
Well, no, he sawed it off.
I mean, he helped.
Yeah.
No, he did.
He helped.
I didn't do shit.
It was glum. that said, you say the word and I'll start cutting. And you said, word.
Yeah, word. Yeah.
And then he jumped up and started going.
He looks good, too. I was like, man, what's your workout regimen? What are you, pushing 60
looks,
right now?
He looks fucking great.
He just says he eats strawberry ice cream and drinks some Guinness.
Guinness and the pint of ice Haagen Dazs.
Yeah.
And then he, wasn't
Guinness
like
and ice cream.
The day after the show, he's on stage going like, Bam picks me up in a Lamborghini, and 10 minutes later, we're sawing a sunroof.
He's like, okay.
Damn.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like, I see all these documentaries about, you know, people trying to... Dude. Motley Crue was super gnarly. They're a rock and roll... Nikki Sixx is one of my great friends. So is Tommy Lee. But, like, dude... Me on Fuckface Unstoppable tour, I had so much money from Jackass and I made $20 million from skateboarding with all the Hardogram bullshit and all that stuff that I was so drunk that I would miss flights. And when I miss a flight, I have eight other people that have to miss it too. So I would get helicopter to take me to the next venue, and the helicopter would cost me more money than what I'm getting paid at the gig. So like, I developed a painting habit in the hotel room on my spare time. I didn't know at the time that oil paint takes 4 days to dry. So I had a paint trail from the lobby all the way to my hotel room of white paint leaving footprints. And I tried to deny it and say it wasn't me, but obviously you can tell. So I'm caught. The lady comes in. She sees that I used the piece of art canvas to paint my own thing over. She says that it's original painting that I owe $8,000 for. And I'm like, lady, I have eight other hotel rooms here because I'm on a rock tour and I went into all those rooms and it's all the same Kmart Target piece of shit print. It's not a real thing. And she's like, you owe $8,000. I'm like, why can't I hire a cleaning company to come here for $300 to see if they can, because we have to hire our cleaning company. Novak just goes, you just won $8,000 so you can pay for liposuction, you fat fuck. Her ears were steaming. She wanted to murder so bad because she was the boss, and the people working at the Marriott or whatever it was, they were all cracking up behind her back and, you know, bossing around people that work for you, and they're cracking up at that. She had steam coming out of her ears. So is what happened was I just shut up and paid the bill. $8,000, and I sold all the paintings at an art show that night at a dive bar and made $14,000. So wound up working out.
Yeah. I developed a painting habit in hotel rooms on my rock tour.
Yeah.
And oil paint takes 4 days to. Those are two great quotes from this right here, ladies and gentlemen. You take that. You can take that home when you out there are on your next rock tour. Like, maybe try not to develop the oil painting habit in the hotel rooms.
Well, had somebody tell me, why don't you get acrylic or watercolor or something that dries real quick, I just grabbed the first thing I saw because I didn't know shit about painting. I was just like, all right, I'll get some canvas and I'll just grab some paint. Oil paint. 4 days to dry. It could be, I'm not kidding. Like, you let that thing sit. It leaves trails all over the place, especially when you're traveling.
It's oil paint.
Yeah.
Why no wizard?
Well, we got some good things going now.
Like, yeah.
You know, we got you hooked up with Demolition Matt and Bunker Branding.
Yeah.
You're gonna get a store opened up pretty soon, so you can start getting a lot of your art and stuff on shirts and products and things like that. Because you fucking draw a lot all goddamn day long.
Yeah. And is one thing, you know, like, when I got out of treatment, you know, especially a lot of people who are sober, especially Steve-O, would tell me, like, dude, you stay sober, you see some awesome things happening. Well, at the time, I went like a year sober, but nothing neat was happening because I was obligated to take this medication. I'm obligated to take a piss test every day to see if it's hot. I'm obligated to do a fucking AA meeting for court order. I'm obligated to do neurofeedback for $800, therapy session. So nothing neat was happening at all. And I couldn't skate either because of the pills were giving me like stiff muscles and weight gain. And I was just top heavy and off balance. So all I wanted to do was to go back to drinking because nothing neat was happening. But now that Danny's been stretching me and I have my passion back to skateboard, all these neat things are happening. And all I want to do is skate all day. And like, not even slowly but surely, quickly but surely, everybody's like, yo, let's do something. So I wake up in the morning, I have my hazelnut and cinnamon Black Rifle iced coffee, and then I get to work.
Heck yeah.
It is the best. I got two of them today.
Yeah. And you are.
I think I made it up
every morning.
Hazelnut, cinnamon.
Yeah. You're literally doing like 15 projects at a time right now since you've been here.
Because it's been all in my head, and I've been locked up in the Florida Shuffle, Guinness Book of World Records longest.
I mean, we've got.
That I had it all in my head, and now that I'm here at Black Rifle in San Antonio, Texas, it's actually born. Well, whatever. I'm like, holy shit. You have a editing system? You have a recording studio? You have a mini ramp out there? You have a everything. All I need to do is print up some things. Dude, there's a warehouse down there that prints up everything. Huh? I don't even know where to begin now. Do I draw? Do I edit? Do I do the song? Do I fucking artwork? Everything is all here. So now I'm on a mission to get shit done, motherfucker.
Fuck yeah. So have you done any more painting since then, since the hotels?
Oh yeah. But I've learned to get rid of anything oil paint unless I know that I'm at home and it's gonna stay on that goddamn easel.
Yeah, we're gonna have to get you to paint something here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That'd be awesome. Yeah.
I mean, you got to see some of the stuff that he did this morning was really good.
Really?
There's one in there that I think that's the one that you could go with cool for your first.
I have a.
It was beautiful.
I have like probably 30 finished paintings at home that are really big, and then 300 that are unfinished. But I could finish them. I need to have an art show down at the Cider House.
That'd be fucking cool.
Oh, the Cider House. We're gonna talk about the Cider House. Yeah. I need to have an art show down by the Cider House.
you gotta trade blowjobs. Yeah.
What happens at the Cider House stays at the Cider House, unless you want to get drunk and tell people down at the bar at 2 a.m.
Yeah, that's fine. Lord Vitaro gets grumpy, Caleb.
Okay. Like that's the rule. The rule is whatever happens at the Cider House stays at the Cider House unless we get drunk at 2 a.m. and decide to tell everyone.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I feel like we should probably set this art show up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. You let a lot of, you probably know everybody, but sometimes you have a lot of people in the man cave. At Castle Bam, I would let in any sorority girl, even frat boy, anybody. If I'm having a party, everybody come in. And I had two rules. Rule number one, throw your fucking shit away. The trash can is free. I don't charge a fee. But people can't seem to do that. Yeah. They let empty beer can just stack up the trash can right fucking there. Just throw it away. And then the other rule is shut off the lights when you're done, because when I wake up at noon and the lights are still on at the giant skate park, it cost me $600 so you guys can skate and party. So shut off the lights, throw shit away. You can't seem to do that? Fine. At Castle Bam, there are no rules. There's only consequences now. So if you want to get drunk and be the idiot to take a shit on my rug, then get ready to get knocked out by the Russian fucking bear.
Whose name is Volov. And we keep him in a closet.
Yeah. That's a good name.
We feed him jerky and milk.
Yeah.
We've been drinking milk.
Yeah, we did milk some milk. Boys. Yeah, we did some milk a couple nights ago. It was a good time.
You got to make sure his bones are strong. Yeah, his legs are back.
He's back to skating. He's got to be strong, man. Need all that calcium.
Well, down in Texas, there's all these nice barbecue joints. So I ate this wing with some kind of pepper seed in it. And believe me, I was real pretty manly. I was doing shots of milk down there.
Oh, he did. He left a shot of milk and sauce.
Oh, shit.
No, Bernie has been fun. They've been welcoming. They love.
I like
that you're
this
here.
Town. It's like a cool. There's all these cool vintage shops and jewelry stores and nice little.
Yeah, we got one of your rings fixed.
Yeah,
yeah.
Did you find a nose ring today?
No, I think Danny found one for me though.
Oh, awesome! Yeah. Well, more to come. You know, we're excited. We're glad you're here. We got a few more days of just making stuff. We'll finish the song I love.
And I'm so addicted to this hazelnut cinnamon Black Rifle coffee that I want that I got to shit my ass every 5 minutes. I'm going to take a shit piss on the first pair of tits I can find.
Down at the Cider House.
Yeah. Well, thank you for being here, man.
Yeah, this is awesome.
We love it.
Yeah.
Get some fricks in the chat for this one.
Yeah,
you know?
let's get a frick yeah bam in the chat for this, guys. Yeah. Bless you guys. See you next time.